AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Without saying he was wrong for years, Donald Trump now acknowledges that President Obama was born in the U.S.
After questioning for years whether the president was born in the United States, Donald Trump now acknowledges he was.
President Barack Obama was born in the United States. Period.
In a series of tweets, Hillary Clinton noted Trump showed no regret for pushing, quote, a racist conspiracy theory for years. And the head of the Congressional Black Caucus, North Carolina Congressman G.K. Butterfield, is calling Trump, quote, a disgusting fraud. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Donald Trump claims that the birther movement was actually begun by Hillary Clinton 8 years ago. Democratic Congressman Gregory Meeks from New York says that claim just adds to the many lies Trump has told.
He's lied and he's divided this country enough.
In the meantime, Jimmy Fallon is facing a backlash on social media over Donald Trump's appearance on NBC's Tonight Show.
This was the roughest treatment Donald Trump got from the host.
Can I mess your hair up?
The tweets were not favorable. A GQ magazine critic called the interview embarrassing and fawning, like watching a dictator be fun on state-run TV.
You say some shocking things. I can't even believe
it. But I'm trying not to.
Fallon has a fun-loving style, not hard-hitting. When he rubbed the hair, Jimmy Fallon said the next time Trump is on the show, he might be president. So this would be the last chance to do something non-presidential. Hillary Clinton is scheduled to appear on The Tonight Show Monday. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mel Gibson is preparing to be a dad for the ninth time. People magazine was the first to report that the actor-director's girlfriend, writer Rosalind Ross, is pregnant. This is AP Radio News. Apple is drawing crowds on the first day of sales for its new iPhone.
It's the iPhone 7, so the whole line up and get one as soon as it's available passion has cooled somewhat. But the first day of a new iPhone still draws a crowd. Ben Ratner just can't help himself.
I just like having the latest and the greatest, and I kind of hate myself for that. But, you know, it's exciting. You know, I use my phone every day. There's nothing I love more in my life, family or otherwise. So, you know, it's just kind of that one thing that I get myself every year.
New buyers say they're most looking forward to the improved camera. Some stores around the country reported they were having trouble keeping up with demand on opening day. Warren Levinson, New York.
Stocks have finished the day lower on Wall Street, led by declines in banks and energy companies. The Dow Industrials fell 88 points. The S&P 500 slipped 8, while the NASDAQ Composite declined 5. Business software maker Oracle dropped 5% after its earnings fell short of forecasts. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.